Hello, it's my second video of the day, and this one is mega, mega, mega important. I need everyone who views this video to share it with everyone, especially people who've got kids going to school. Share it with sheep, share it with a woke. This is very important. Last week, a friend came to me. I can't go into too much detail, but his father was receiving treatment over the last 6 months from a hospital. Over that 6 months, repeatedly tested with the swabs up the nose to the back of the throat. That man has just died of a brain hemorrhage. Okay? He's just died of a brain hemorrhage. The problem he had wasn't in his brain. Since hearing that story, I've heard about five or six other stories, and it's spreading like wildfire, that people were dropping dead with cancers in the brain tumours, brain hemorrhages. And I can tell you why it is. They are purposely killing us. Now, I've got one of these COVID-19 self-test kits. Empty. I've took all the shit out because I don't want nothing to do with it. On the back of it, and please do this yourself, research it. On the back of it says sterile EO. Sterile EO. Now, sterile EO stands for sterile ethylene oxide. Ethylene oxide. Now, what they're doing, they're spraying the end of the swabs, apparently to sterilise them, in ethylene oxide. It's there. That's a swab packet. It's empty. Now, if you go and Google ethylene oxide, it is the biggest cancer-causing chemical listed on cancerresearch.com. It's a carcinogen. It causes brain cancer. It causes lymphomic cancer, leukemia. It's one of the worst chemicals for causing cancer. And people now are sticking it up their kids' nose to get them into school. What the fuck is going on? Now look, I'm raging now because it's confirmed. And they're advertising it, they're putting it on the box. Sterile EO, ethylene oxide, causes brain cancer. You're sticking it to your brain. People need to wake up now. We're in war, it's a silent kill. And they're fucking killing us off, and we're doing it to each other. So please wake up and save your children from brain cancers, leukemia, lymphoma, loads of it. Just Google ethylene oxide. It's the worst cancer-causing agent you can put in your body, and they're putting it on the swabs and sticking it to your brain. They're killing us.
The packet, this is the test kits that the kids have come home with. So yesterday, I used it on Jaden yesterday. And sure enough, when you take the instructions out, if I can zoom in here, what does it say right here? Sterilize using butylene oxide. So it's on the bottom of the stick, just as he said. At the bottom of these sticks.
Why would a sting do these sticks?
So basically, they sterilise that with butylene oxide, which causes cancer and damages your DNA. And butylene oxide creates cancer by it being consumed either through inhaling or swallowing. And they've actually put it on the bottom of the stick, and they've actually allowed this to go into the throat and up through the nasal passage, so there's no getting away from it. So this is what they're giving our children, basically. So that's why they don't need to take the vaccine, because what they're doing is damaging them, so that in the future their DNAs are damaged and they develop cancer. So in one way or the other, they're killing us off. So if you believe that taking this is safe, then, if we know that this is the situation with the test kit, then God knows what they're putting in the vaccine.
ואז הגעתי למטוש שיצא מהחבילה הירוקה, שהוא היה מעניין יותר מהאחרים. אז שוב, כמו שאפשר לראות, הוא מסומן בשחור במרכז המקל, והמבחנה שלו כמובן אומרת C19. אז על התחלה אנחנו כבר יכולים לראות שהצמר נראה מאוד מאוד שונה משאר המטושים. זה כבר לא נראה כמו סיבים, שדבוקים אחד לשני או מפוזרים ברנדומליות, זה כבר ממש נראה כמו צורות. יש פה צורות שאני יודע לזהות, מה שאני מזהה מבין הצורות זה כל מיני מחומשים ונשושים כאלה ושלל צורות סימטריות. אני מניח שזה עשוי מאיזשהו סיליקון שעוטף איזשהו, לא יודע איך לקרוא לזה, החומר השחור שנמצא בתוך הציפוי. אולי זה מתכת, אולי זה פלסטיק, אולי זה עוד סוג של סיליקון כהה ושחור, אני לא יודע בדיוק. אבל זה בהחלט שונה, ועולה גם התהייה למה שהמטוש הזה יהיה שונה מחבריו, במה הוא מיוחד. ושוב, גם מה התפקיד של הסיליקון הזה, כמו גם מה התפקיד של החומר השחור, הסיבים האלה, הקווים האלה שמחוברים יחדיו אחד לשני, במה הם שונים משאר המטושים האחרים.
Hello, you're listening to Hugo Tooks. So I've got this clip. It could well be the most disturbing clip I've ever shown on this channel. Out and out dystopian nightmare brought to you by Bill Gates and Microsoft and a school in Los Angeles. This is again, I mean, look at this as a warning, all right? I did a video yesterday about the schools in the UK pressurizing parents to send their kids back and getting them to have tests and wear masks. Even though it's voluntary, I stated in the video, if it's voluntary, just don't do it. And I told you back months ago about that letter from a school about kids getting tested and being given a barcode. That must have been a trial run. Now in Los Angeles, there is a unified school district who are bringing in barcodes for your kids, testing, and obviously vaccines in the future. Look at this advert.
There's never been anything like this virus in our lifetime. Often, it's hard to see the effects it's having on our children. Has this conversation taken place in your home?
Mom, I'm scared about going back to school. I don't want to get sick, and I don't want to get you and Dad sick.
Our scientists tell us there are three things we must do to stay safe. Wear masks, make sure we social distance, and wash our hands. And now, your school, with the help of Microsoft Corporation, has created another. Introducing Daily Pass, your exclusive ticket for safely going back to school. Each week, you can schedule your free on-campus COVID test. The results are displayed in your Daily Pass. And if you choose to take your test off campus, you can post the results in your Daily Pass. And the moment vaccinations are available, you'll simply be able to schedule yours through your Daily Pass. But the real magic is your daily health check. Just answer a few simple health questions every day, and like magic, your entrance ticket appears.
Welcome back.
Welcome to school.
So, how did it go?
Dad, I have to admit, I was scared at first, but then I felt so safe. It was so good to be back. Thanks for keeping me safe. I love you so much.
Well, what do you think of that? It's past the sick bucket time, isn't it? Is it me, or is that just really creepy? Do you like the music? nice and jolly, nothing to be afraid of, everything's just fine. This is getting crazy now. I don't know what else I can do apart from showing you these videos, and hopefully people will see it and say, whoa, I don't like the way this is going. Hold on, they want all the kids back and having tests, and over in Los Angeles they are doing the same thing but with Bill Gates' Microsoft barcode tracking for their future vaccine. We can't let this happen. We have to do something about it. We have to say no. That's what I'm hoping people will do when they see these videos. People will react. It's clear as day what is going on. Entrapment. This has been clearly in the planning for some time and is swiftly being put into place. And this pushing tests onto kids, say here in the UK, is part of what you see here, the barcode, the tests, the barcode, the jab, the passport. And once they got the kids stuck with the passports, then the parents. Like I said before, once you put one foot in, you will be trapped. You've got to resist it. It's leading you down a very bad road. Like I said before, this is not a world I want to be a part of. I do not consent to be in this technological, soulless, inhuman, artificial world they are planning on making. I would rather live in a rat-infested ghetto in a parallel society rather than sign up to be a part of this shite. It all looks very, very wrong to me. And I think there are far too many people who are just not aware of what is being planned here. So share this video, share other people's videos, get the word out. I've noticed that a lot of people are starting to wake up to what's going on. I've noticed to see a lot of people online questioning stuff that they weren't questioning before. So it is working. But in regards to the kids going back to school and the testing, I don't think a lot of people are going to stop their kids from going back to school and getting involved with this. And this advert clearly shows you what they have got planned. And we all know that the idea is to get financial transactions put onto these passports, surveillance, 24/7 tracking, a social credit system, very like China. So this is the future if you let it happen. Don't let it happen.